نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the prescriptions for steadfastness on deen and a noble debt, today we're discussing the eighth one, and that is to give sadaqah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ وَتَدَفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ, that indeed charity extinguishes the anger of Allah and it repels an evil debt. As the Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddid Dahlawi has written, that repelling of an evil debt means safety from an evil end. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi mentions that charity repels an evil debt means that it protects one from afflictions and undesirable conditions at present, and finally saves one from an evil debt. That is, it is a means of a noble debt. There are numerous tradition and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that encourages one to give sadaqah. Sadaqah is such that it cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It saves one from evil debt. It safeguards one's wealth. It safeguards one's property. It brings a smile on those who are needy, the poor, the destitute, the widows. Sadaqah is such that it increases a person's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend of your wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will replace it. مَا نَقَصَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ. That sadaqah never decreases one's wealth. In fact, it increases a person's wealth. Whatever good deed you do, multiply 10 times. And up to 700 times. وَاللَّهِ ضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase even more. So sadaqah is that thing, respected listeners, that sometimes a person, he has a narrow escape. And he thinks to himself, hey, that was a close shave. He just has to look, rewind little and think and ponder. Perhaps maybe he gave one beggar a fruit. He gave someone a slice of bread. Or he gave a person 1 rand sadaqah. That became a means of him being saved from debt. So giving sadaqah in today's times, it is very, very important that even if it is little, even if a person gives 1 rand, 2 rand daily, this is something very noteworthy, very, very rewarding. Especially in today's times with regards to the lockdown, when people are in need, people are in need of food, people are in need of edibles, essentials. So this is the time that we need to dig deep into our pockets. And alhamdulillah, it is well known that Muslims in these times, mashallah, they come to the fort and they spend. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them. And it's very, very important that we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll mention two incidents. There was a person by the name of Ibn Furat. He was in the time of the Abbasid Khilafah, Muqtadir Billah, and he was a minister. So he had some evil and sinister intentions against a certain scribe. So one day he summoned that scribe and then he told him, that I always have evil intentions. I wanted to arrest you. I wanted to confiscate your wealth. But for a few nights, I saw a very strange dream. In that dream, I see that I myself have issued the warrant of arrest for you. But somehow you resisted it. You resisted it. Then I even ordered my soldiers to fire arrows in your direction. But every time I saw that you had a loaf of bread, which protected you from these arrows. In whichever way I tried to strike you with any weapon, again that bread came to your rescue. So he asked him, what is it? What is the secret behind this? So the scribe told him, that one time I was small, whenever I used to go to sleep, then my mother used to take a loaf of bread, and she used to put it near my pillow. And in the morning when I used to get up, then she used to take this loaf of bread and give it a sadaqah on my behalf. But now, ever since my mother had passed away, I continued with this amal. But every night when I go to sleep, I take this bread, I take this loaf of bread, and I put it near my pillow. And when I wake up in the morning, then I take this bread and give it a sadaqah. So this person in the Furat says, yes, now I have come to know. And he says, Wallah, I cannot cause you any harm. And after learning a lesson from you, my heart is being instilled with love for you. I no more abhor you, have hatred against you. Subhanallah. In the time of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi has mentioned in Kitab Uzud that a certain person was a very evil person and it caused a lot of inconvenience to other people. So the people came to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam and they complained that, Salih alayhi salam, that make baddua against this person. Make dua Allah Ta'ala remove him from the surface of the earth. So after a few moments, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam told him, return because Allah Ta'ala will suffice for you. Allah Ta'ala will get rid of this person. Later that evening, these people, to the amazement and shock, they saw this person returning as usual, coming back home. So they went back to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam and said, oh Hazrat Salih, that you told us that Allah Ta'ala will take care of him. How is it that this person has returned safe and sound? So Hazrat Salih alayhi salam also was surprised and he summoned this person. And Hazrat Salih alayhi salam asked him that what action did you do today? So he said, I had 2 loaves of bread. So whilst going, normally I go to cut wood in the forest. So I saw a certain beggar asking for help and pleading. So I took this 1 loaf of bread and I gave it to him and I used the other loaf for myself. Then Hazrat Salih alayhi salam saw that he had a bundle of wood. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam told him, open this wood. So he untied the string, the rope, and they found in that wood there was a live snake. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam brought it to his attention and said that this loaf of bread came to the fore, came to your salvation. In other words, had you not given this loaf of bread in sadaqah, Allah would have destined the snake to bite you and you would have not lived. So subhanallah. So, yeah, many, many instances where a person has a close shave and that sadaqah comes to the fore. Respected listeners, also this is very, very important. Sometimes beggars come and we become irritated, we become frustrated, and we even pass comments, derogative comments. And this is unbecoming of a Muslim. The ulama teach us that if we don't have anything to give, then speak a good word. That good word also is sadaqah. And if you have something to give, then give it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently I met one person who's doing social welfare work and I told him, MashaAllah, Allah ta'ala accept, keep up the good work. So he said, Mawlana, I make a lot of shukr that to Allah, that He has given me the opportunity of giving sadaqah, doing good work, lillah, whatever charity it is. And I'm also grateful to the recipients because they are the ones that are doing me a favor, that I'm not doing them a favor. They are doing me a favor by me transferring my rewards in a year after. Subhanallah. So this is the right attitude a person should have. You mentioned one occasion, Mufti Taqi Sahib, Dan Barakatuh, and his brother, Mufti Rafi Sahab, Ram Barakatu, weighing once in a car, and their respectable father, Mufti Shafi Sahab, also was in a car, and some beggars, like how we have here in our town, in our country, at the roadside, at the traffic lights, people knocking on your window, asking. So, one of the ulama mentioned that can't these people, they are able-bodied, can't they go and work? Why did they have to come here and beg? So Mufti Shafi Sa'ar told them that, oh my sons, remember, you are not doing them a favor, they are doing you a favor. These people, Allah Ta'ala has given us, alhamdulillah, we make shukr for that. But we don't know their halat and their conditions. So never ever make such statements. They are doing us a favor by us discharging our sadaqah or lillah. So we should be grateful to them as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of having the right attitude and giving sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very, very important that we do not spoil the sadaqah. لَا تُبْطِلُ صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ The ulama explained from this ayat, to not remind a person that I was the one, I helped you out, I gave you, I put you back on track. Do not cause takleef by the sadaqah that you're giving. You are destroying your good deeds. May Allah save us. So, respected listeners, the 8th prescription that a person, inshallah, will die with iman and will be saved from an evil death. Naturally, if he stays saved from an evil death, inshallah, he will die with iman. And one of the very good ways and effective ways is giving sadaqah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.